Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me as we broadcast all across North America and around the world via the GCN Radio Network. This is Auto World Radio. We've been on the national airwaves for more than 20 years, bringing you the best guests and the latest stories, and joining us right now with a very cool story. It's my pleasure to welcome Carla Preston, who is the Supplier Diversity Development Director for Ford. Carla, thank you very much for joining us. How are you today?
Well, thank you for asking us, and congratulations on 20 years. I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking.
Tell us a little bit about the Ford Supplier Diversity Development Program. Tell us a little bit about kind of an overview of the program.
Okay. Well, in 1978, the program started, and so we have 35 years of commitment to minority women and veteran suppliers. We take this very seriously. We believe in diversity, not just for those companies supplying directly to Ford, but also to the companies at our tier, what we call a tier 2, tier 3, tier 4 level. So we ask our suppliers who supply directly to us at a tier 1 to also ensure that they source to minority women and veteran suppliers. And we are very proud of the fact that for 35 years, we've been a leader in the automotive industry and in the country among some of the top corporations in our country of supporting diversity and diverse-owned businesses. And we are actually here in Baltimore this week to celebrate women and women business owners. Ford, for the second year in a row, has been named one of the top corporations for women, and we are so proud of that. When we started our program and we were founding members of the Women's Business Enterprise National Council 16 years ago, you know, there was wasn't a lot of energy around women and women businesses. And in 16 years, there have been great accomplishments made. And I can tell you, since 2009, as you know, that was one of the worst years in the automotive history. We sourced $539 million to women. And I'm so proud to announce that in calendar year 2012, we sourced $1.2 billion just to women alone. That's a 56% growth increase. And again, we know that while that's great and we're very proud to be celebrating that accomplishment, we know that we can go further and continue to work with our women, minority, and veteran suppliers. And again, that's just for women. For minorities, in 2009, we sourced $2.7 billion. And in 2012, again, we're so proud to announce that our team did some great work to source $5.7 billion. That's, again, $5.7 billion just to minority suppliers. And that's just for directly to our suppliers. Again, that's not including any of the great work that our tier one suppliers have sourced to. But, you know, that is a great accomplishment by our team. And again, it shows the commitment by our CEO leadership, Alan Mulally, Mark Fields, and, of course, our chief procurement officer, Tony Brown, and the entire Ford team. So that really goes back to our founder, Henry Ford, when, you know, I don't know if you know this, but this is the 150th anniversary of his birthday, of his birth year. So this goes back to the values that Ford Motor Company has in our DNA of ensuring a diverse and inclusive workplace, diverse suppliers, and, of course, diverse consumers.
That is fantastic news. And I've also read that Ford annually aims to source at least 10% of all U.S. purchases from minority, women, and veteran-owned businesses. That seems like a large chunk of business. That's very significant.
Yes, it is, and I'm happy now that we exceeded our 10% again. When we sourced $5.7 billion just to women and another $1.2 billion or $5.7 billion to minorities and $1.2 billion to women, we had an incredible year, and we're looking, and that's supporting great products like the F-150 and the Explorer, you know, the Super Duty, the Fusion Energy, the C-Max. You know, we've worked really hard to take some of our minority women and veteran suppliers and help them to build capacity through our Aligned Business Framework program. And again, this is a program that Ford has that is unique to Ford. We've identified 107 strategic long-term preferred partners. And of those 107, we have 13 that are minority and women. And again, it's about making sure that we have the best products, the best cars and trucks and SUVs. In order to do that, we need to have the best suppliers and be able to know that we have great, you know, great suppliers working with us to ensure that we provide fuel-efficient, high-quality, innovative vehicles. And some of the ones that I'd like just to point out to make that happen, like you said, 10%, Dakota Integrated Systems, owned by Andra Rush, one of our great partners. We increased growth for her 30% in 1 year. She's our Lion Business Framework, you know, partner. We also helped to facilitate a joint venture last year with between the Rush Group and Faurecia, and that is Detroit Manufacturing Systems. That's going to bring 500 jobs in the city of Detroit. And as many of your listeners know, you know, Detroit is working hard in the state of Michigan to economically recover from, you know, again, a recession/depression that really crippled our state. But now, through the great work that, you know, Ford is doing and our suppliers are doing, and especially companies like Dakota and the Rush Group, we're now able to, you know, help to bring jobs and economically empower, you know, diverse business owners such as Andra Rush, who is a Native American and a woman. And another, you know, exciting story that we'd like to, like, share with you with us is we have Mr. Denny Johnson of BJ Enterprises. We announced last year a second joint venture that was Detroit Thermal Systems, which Mr. Johnson of BJ Enterprises matched up with Valio, another one of our suppliers, for climate control systems. And again, two major initiatives that we did last year with two of our Align Business Framework. But it's not just about those two. We have many other stories. Another one that I'd like to share with you would be with Husco Automotive, a Hispanic supplier in Wisconsin. Husco, we increased growth with them over 50% in 1 year. They are part of our powertrain and transmission supply base. They do wonderful work. We're helping them to expand and build capacity. You know, another example for your listeners, again, it's not just, you know, we're picking the best suppliers that can, again, help us to go further and making sure that, you know, we're providing vehicles that our customers love. And one of the ones that are near and dear to my heart, and she's here in Baltimore with me this week, Ford nominated Ms. Teresa Galfari from G-Tech Services as what we call a Women Business Enterprise Network star. And she's one of 14 women business owners in the country that are being recognized this week in Baltimore. And Teresa's a great success story. She came to the United States in 1988. She didn't speak English. She went to school. Ford became one of her very first customers. And today she's one of those success stories that we like to help, you know, to point out that says, because we source 10% or more to U.S. businesses such as Teresa's and Andra's and Vinnie Johnson's and Austin Ramirez from Husco, we're able to help our country to continue to grow and to create jobs and really, you know, help the American dream to be accomplished.
Oh, that is so great, Carla, all the work that you're doing. And certainly when you look at the response ratio, the number of dollars that you've been able to pull into this program, it certainly must be something that the Ford management doesn't overlook. I mean, this is a huge accomplishment, which you pulled off in a very relatively short period of time.
Well, we, again, from our chairman of the board, Mr. Bill Ford Jr., all the way down to, you know, buyers and engineers, supplier diversity is just ingrained into the way we do work. Mr. Mullally and Mr. Fields, through their business plan review meeting, which is held every Thursday, they review key metrics. And I'm proud to say that the supplier diversity metrics get reviewed every quarter. And again, it's about, are we on track to meet the goals that we set for our company and for our suppliers to help minority women and veteran-owned suppliers. And that is broken out by the total company as well as by each of what we call our functional areas, like chassis and electrical and interior, because everybody has a piece that we need to make sure, again, for Ford Motor Company, that we meet our overall objectives. And when you have buyers and engineers that know, again, it's, we want to have the best suppliers. We just don't want, we're not out there saying, you know, we got to have X number of women, minority, and veterans. Mm-hmm. We want the best suppliers. But my job as the director of supply diversity is making sure that women, minority, and veterans are considered. They're considered for the opportunity. Do they get a chance to quote? Do they get a chance to come in and share what they can do?
That's great. Carla, we'll take a quick pit stop, and when we come back on the other side, we'll find out more about the supplier diversity development from the program director of that entity. Carla Prescott is with us. You're listening to Ottawa on great stations all across North America. Don't go.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We are back with Carla Preston, who is a director of the Supplier Diversity Development Program for Ford Motor Company. This is an award-winning program, and Carla's been telling us all about the nuances and the inside scoop on what she's been doing, and what she's been doing has been nothing short of remarkable. Let's talk a little bit of how, you know, car companies have become truly global car companies. As the landscape of both the country and the world changes, I would imagine that this is definitely helping you in presenting a case to some folks that we really need to get more minority and veteran participation, because this world has certainly changed an awful lot in the last few years.
Yes, it has. And one of the things we are, you know, very cognizant of is a lot of the minority women and veteran suppliers, you have to start somewhere, and they may start small, but you have to build them and you have to grow them. And Ford Motor Company has global programs, you know, again, such as Fiesta, Focus, Explorer, F-150, Fusion. Those are very key vehicles to our portfolio. And so we need suppliers that are able to help us, not just here in the United States, but around the world. So we look for suppliers either that can provide that kind of capability. One of the examples is Dura Automotive, a woman-owned supplier. She is Lynn Tilton, and she provides to our both exterior as well as to our chassis groups worldwide, and we're very proud of that. Another one is Fluxengate. Fluxengate is an interior supplier and exterior supplier that is owned by Shahad Khan. And again, they're global. They work with us in Europe. They work with us in China. They work with us in South America. And everyone can't start there, but you could start with us. Say, for example, like Sharon Canarsa from Sistran Automotive. She started as a tier two supplier to us, and she makes precision gears. We're so happy that through mentoring and coaching and helping her company with our engineers and with our buyers on working on some technological and innovations, that we were able to move her to a tier one supplier a couple years ago. And now she's providing precision gears to the Fusion Energy and the C-Max. And
wow.
Those are two in that. Yeah, that's that's an awesome accomplishment for, you know, not only any company, but a woman minority, because she's a Native American woman-owned company. And the goal from it, she started again as a tier two. And through looking at where she wanted to go with her company, talking to our management team, you know, between my team and then, of course, our engineering and our purchasing, really sit down and looking at a positive plan and looking to say, how can we help to grow this company? How can we help to get this company to the level that they wouldn't be able to support a global program? Again, we have many other examples like that, but it has to be the supplier willing to want to take that on, and also Ford Motor Company seeing the potential and seeing, again, that this is the best supplier that's going to be able to provide products, components, and systems to our vehicles.
And this is all happening throughout March, which is National Women's History Month, so what a great tie into that. Ford is proud to celebrate the 150 women's business enterprises and minority-led businesses, and all these folks have been providing goods and services to the automaker, and you've already mentioned G-Tech Services.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about a couple of other companies. One is called GDC.
GDC is just so exciting. Loretta Miller, she's based in Indiana. We are so excited about this company because they're actually one of our green technology. And as you know, Ford is, you know, we have prided ourselves on the work that we do at our manufacturing plants and with our vehicles on becoming more sustainable and more green and more smart. But what Ms. Miller's, or I like to call her Loretta, what Loretta's company does is she utilizes materials such as recycled tires, and she's able to make like filler product for plastic and rubber foam components. So what GDC helped to do is they developed a product, which again we're very excited about, that they provided some black rubber material filler for a underhood compartment, one of our cooling modules, and then that's going into the Super Duty. And she did that from coconut shells. And
that's
wow. Like so exciting. I know. Who would have thought? Coconut shells. And I'm an engineer. And so when she came and she started talking, we were so excited about it. We said, let's try it. And what better product than the Super Duty, as part of our F-150 family, which is, again, a global product, to help to put a new something new and, again, going back to looking at recyclable and renewable products. That's one example.
That's a great example. Another great example is a company called ETCS, which is located in Troy, Michigan. Tell us about this particular entity.
Right, and I've talked a lot about suppliers that have been, I mean, like Andra Rush with the Rush Group started in 1988, and I said Teresa Cafari in 1988. Well, we're constantly, obviously, reevaluating and looking at our supply base, and especially for minority women and veterans, and we were very excited when we were able to bring on a new minority supplier in October of 2012. The company, again, is ETCS. It is owned by Robbie Kapoor, and they provide us engineering tooling components and staffing services. They're based out of Troy, Michigan, so you can see we do business with people in Indiana and Michigan, Ohio, all over the country, in California. We are truly looking for the best suppliers and who can really help us both for our product as well as for what we call our non-production or indirect things that we need help with, like I said, staffing and items for our plants. I mean, whether it's tooling or whether it's safety gloves or it's, you know, hydraulic oil or whatever, we look at, for our program, both production and non-production spend in the United States. And everyone has at our company, again, when we're in buying or in engineering or manufacturing engineering, we're all cognizant that, again, we want the best suppliers, but we have made a commitment internally to ensure that we will pick the best of the minority women and veteran suppliers and source them at least 10% each year. That is our goal.
Well, Carla, you sound so excited to be the director of the Supplier Diversity Development Program, and it looks like you're hitting home runs all over the place. What are your goals for the program in the years to come?
Well, first of all, my goal is, well, again, we can't sit on our laurels. We've done great work. And we have a fabulous team. I mean, my supplier diversity team, whatever we decide to do the team, they make it happen. And we have a vision and we have a strategy. We know that our competitors, both General Motors and Chrysler Corporation, were named for the first time to the top corporation, for women. We are very excited for them, because that means our industry is making strides and is able to, again, economically empower women-owned businesses and minority businesses. So we want to, again, continue to go further, work our plan, the 1-4 plan, which hopefully some, you know, you've had other people on to talk about. But 1-4, our goal is profitable growth for all. Ford, our suppliers, and their suppliers. In order to do that, we need to continue to look out. We work on a 5-year plan for our vehicles to design them, test them, get them on the road. We're constantly looking out, and we're sourcing right now for products for 2017, looking at 2018. So my goal is to always question and ask the question, have you considered the minority, women, or veteran supplier?
Well, Carla, it's an absolute pleasure to meet you here via the telephone. Keep up the tremendous work. She is the director of Ford's Supplier Diversity Development Program, Carla Preston. Carla, is there a particular website or any other information you'd like to give out telephone-wise, social media-wise?
Well, if you are interested, there's a woman minority veteran supplier that's interested in working with Ford. We encourage you to go to www.ford.com.
Well, our hat's off to you, Carla. Keep up the great work, and thank you for joining us here today on the program.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need, Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They've kicked in our door, and we're in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but They were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us here today on the show. Joining us right now, this year I was unable to go to the Chicago International Auto Show due to some family issues up here in Boston that I had to, of course, put first. But I missed out on a lot of cool things, and one of the big stories there is from the folks at Jaguar as well as the folks from Land Rover. And joining us right now to tell us all about the great stories is the president of Jaguar Land Rover of North America, Andy Goss. Andy, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. Really appreciate you having me on the radio with you.
Well, let's begin by talking a little bit about the Chicago Auto Show. Certainly one of the big four North American events for journalists, but geographically, this show pulls, I believe, more public visitors than any other show in the entire nation.
Yeah, and Bob, we were there yesterday morning for the press day, and just to say, we had 400 journalists with us for breakfast, which is always a fantastic experience, really. And we were able to tell them the story of Jaguar Land Rover and all our new products. And as you say there, we've got two brand new cars at the show. We've got the brand new sports car from Jaguar, the new F-Type, which is the first sports car that Jaguar have had on the North American market since 1972, believe it or not. And at the same time, we launched the new fourth generation all-aluminum Range Rover, which had its global launch here in the US in December. So the fact we could go there, and then we had this sprinkling on the top of the cake in terms of all-wheel drive and XJ and XF to Jaguar sedans. So is a great story for us to tell yesterday, actually.
Absolutely, no question about it. All those stories we'll talk about in detail with you. But let's talk about some great news as far as sales in the U.S. Land Rover's U.S. sales increased 31% during January. It was the best overall Land Rover January retail sales month ever. And also, Jaguar U.S. sales increased 4% during January, so you must be quite happy with that.
Well, Bobby, it's a fantastic start to the year. You know, as you say there, Land Rover's best January in its history in the U.S. 26 years here, and it's the highest volume ever at 4,200 cars. On the back of a new Range Rover, I mean, that car is a real winner, quite frankly. But we only started supplying the all-wheel drive Jaguar at the end of January, the last week, actually. So that trend for the first month of the year, we would hope to continue through now. And we're fortunate because it's all about cars at the end of the day. It's all about new products, and we're lucky that we've got an owner spending $3 billion a year on brand new products in the marketplace, you know, developing brand new products. And a long period of time, we talked about these cars being in the future, but frankly, here now, you know, every 6 months now, mm-hmm. we're launching a brand new vehicle. So we're in a very fortunate position. And yeah, January was fantastic.
And as you say, looking back at Jaguar Land Rover North American sales for the year were up 11% from 2011. So that's great. And Land Rover, in particular, U.S. sales were up 15% for 2012. So that's outstanding news. Let's get a little bit more into the nuances of the all-wheel drive offerings now. This has been something that I'm quite pleased about, being a longtime fan of all things Jaguar. And it seems to be a trend in the marketplace, Andy, not only in the winter weather states where I am right now in suburban Boston and in the Midwest, but even across the board, more and more people seem to be electing to go with all-wheel drive vehicles.
Yeah, Bobby, you know, I'm speaking to you from Florida today rather than Chicago yesterday. And, you know, even in marketplaces like Florida, but about 10 to 15% of the market, even down here, is all-wheel drive. But you're right, in the northern states, and I live in New Jersey, all-wheel drive is an absolute necessity. And, the fact of the matter is, when we look at the segments that we compete in with the Jaguar XJ and the Jaguar XF, when you start adding the V6 engines, the brand new V6 engines, to the all-wheel drive technology as well, believe it or not, that's 93% of the market in the north. So up to now, you know, last year with Jaguar, we were fishing in a pond that was quite small, but mm-hmm. with that new technology coming in the cars, you know, it's a real multiplier effect for us, frankly. And I know it's overdue, but it's there now. And you know, our owner, Mr. Tata, certainly spent the money to make sure that the United States could get these cars, because we'll be selling 90% of the cars worldwide, the all-wheel drive vehicles here in the US. So we're privileged that he's done that, really. And you're right, it's I drive back to New Jersey tomorrow. I need an all-wheel drive car tomorrow afternoon. Look at the weather.
You're absolutely right, Andy. And as you pointed out, the all-wheel drive models will be available in selected markets, including North America here, as well as Russia, China, and continental Europe. Let's tell everybody about the new power plant, 3 liters V6 supercharged engine. Tell us all about it, Andy.
Yeah, it's a brand new engine from Jaguar, a new 340 brake horsepower engine. And I can tell you, you know, when you ally that to the new all-wheel drive, it absolutely drives like a Jaguar. And it's one of those intelligent systems these days, so that when you're driving the car normally, you know, not in snow or not in ice, it feels mm-hmm. like a traditional Jaguar, because all the driving performance is at the rear wheels. And as soon as the weather kicks in, or as soon as you want to override the system, the vehicle rebalances itself for all weather conditions. So the key point is that you don't lose that traditional Jaguar feel. You've got the best of both worlds. And it's a sweet engine. It's a great engine noise. And now with all-wheel drive, we've got a real competitive package, actually. We're ready to take on the Germans, Bob.
That's great, and this is a very advanced system. As you pointed out, torque can be split up to 50-50 front to rear, and it's something that's always monitoring the road conditions as you drive along. You've also incorporated something that we're seeing here in the U.S. that has been in Europe for quite some time, and that's the engine stop-start feature, which can save folks quite a bit of money at the gas pump.
Yeah, I must admit, we know that stop-start can be a bit controversial because, without a shadow of doubt, it certainly improves fuel economy. And, in this marketplace, the administrations we know are giving us all some stiff fuel targets for the future. We've really got to get those GHG figures down. And stop-start is one of the ways of doing that. It's a very clever system. We've just got to make sure that customers get used to it. And some of them, it's not absolutely right for all customers. Some don't like it. And, with Jaguar, they've got the option to switch the system off if they so wish. But frankly, our job now is to really educate the customers in terms of the benefits of this particular system, and we'll certainly be doing that. Once you get used to driving the car, you get used to stop-start very quickly indeed, actually. And you're right, it's a big fuel economy benefit for anybody that's driving the car.
It certainly is, and like you say, once you have some time behind the wheel, you get used to it. It's just one of those modern features that takes a little bit of time behind the wheel to just get familiar with it. I'm so glad to hear that the overall Jaguar feel, the rear-wheel drive dynamics, the great handling, the great mix of ride and handling, which has always been such a wonderful part of the Jaguar brand, continues in these all-wheel drive models. And I certainly have been on a number of Jaguar events with Mike Cross, who's just a genius when it comes to suspension tuning. So these all-wheel drive variants of the XF and XJ have specific suspension calibrations different from their rear-wheel drive counterparts, I understand.
Yes, and you named the man there, actually. I mean, Mike Cross is a genius. He's got a very intuitive feel of the product. He can make a Jaguar really sing and dance, frankly. And that's true of what he's done on XJ and XF. It's also true what he's done with the new F-Type that we launched at the end of spring. I mean, what he's done to that particular car is outstanding. I just can't wait for customers to get behind the wheel there and feel what a true out-and-out Jaguar sports car is. They'll really enjoy it. Mike's done a brilliant job, quite frankly. He's one of our biggest assets.
Yeah, that looks like it's going to be a huge hit. I was sitting in the F-Type in both Los Angeles and Detroit and just drooling over it, and certainly hats off to Ian Callum and the entire design crew. We'll take a pit stop and then more about Jaguar Land Rover with the president of Jaguar Land Rover of North America, Andy Goss. Don't go away. I'm Bob Long.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce. It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news. Really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the Health Insurance Helpline right now for a free quote at 1-800-719-5090. That's 1-800-719-5090. Call 1-800-719-5090.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Well, if you may find a fool for the foolish things I do, you may wonder how come I love you when you get on my nerves like you do. Well, baby, you know you're fooling. There ain't no secret about that.
The show. Thanks for joining us. We have a very special guest. He is Andy Goss, the president of Jaguar Land Rover of North America, and he's been telling us all about the recently concluded press days of the Chicago Auto Show, where Andy got to talk to 400 journalists at breakfast and also show off the latest offerings from Jaguar, the all-wheel drive variants of the XF and XJ, as well as the new F-Type, which is the new sports car from the Jaguar brand. Andy, you noted that the all-wheel drive XF and XJ just went on sale in December 2012. When will the F-Type actually go on sale here in North America?
Well, Bob, the new F-Type goes on the marketplace in late spring. We've not chosen an exact date yet, but I think if you start looking at early June, you're up a million miles away from the date. And, we're really looking forward to it. It's a fabulous, fabulous car. I was driving the car just 2 weeks ago in our test track in the UK with some of our retailers, and quite frankly, we made them drive the F-Type and the Porsche products back-to-back, and they were really knocked out. I mean, nobody's going to say that Porsche produced anything other than outstanding cars. But I tell you, F-Type is a real credible competitor. So, we got three engines there, two V6 engines and a brand new V8 engine that pumps out 495 brake horsepower. And we'll be launching the car on the US market early June. And we expect to do about 50% of the global sales here in the US.
I would not be surprised at all. Let's turn our attention to Land Rover, and congratulations.
congratulations, because at the Chicago Auto Show, traditionally Motor Week, which is television's longest-running automotive magazine, hosted by our good friend here on the show, John Davis, he gives out the Driver's Choice Awards, and the all-new, the Range Rover, has taken home a big trophy from the Driver's Choice Awards for 2013. It has been named the best dream machine from the folks at Motor Week Television. So congratulations on that huge honor, Andy.
Yes, we've received a few awards already for the new Range Rover, which bodes well. I mean, I don't know if you recall, Bob, that the Range Rover Evoque, when we launched in October 11, won 120 awards worldwide, and I think with the new Range Rover, the real icon of our product range, I think we can safely say we might get 100 there as well, actually. But the car itself is outstanding. I'm not too sure if you've driven it yet, but it's retained that same unbelievable all-terrain capability of its predecessor. But now that it's shed 700 pounds of weight, and as a consequence of that, its on-road performance is really transformed. So we think the car's going to be an absolute winner. And it's, everybody that's driven the car so far has loved it. I mean, I think it's really a sublime luxury SUV. In fact, it's a sublime luxury vehicle, irrespective of being an SUV or saloon, actually. It's that good.
I haven't had the opportunity to drive it yet, and I'm so looking forward to getting behind the wheel because, as you say, this has won a number of accolades, not only the Motor Week Driver's Choice Awards, but recently in a comparison test in Automobile Magazine, which pitted this all-new Range Rover up against some very expensive cars, including the Aston Martin Rapide, as well as the Ferrari FF. The all-new Range Rover won the comparison test between some really pricey competitors. Certainly, that must have put a smile on your face, Andy.
Yes, I think, it underlines the fact that, Range Rover can be seen anywhere in the world, quite frankly. It's massively versatile. It's never out of place. So you can be at the Metropolitan Opera in New York, not seen out of place. You can be in Mudplug in the car. You can be in Colorado in the car. It's everywhere in the U.S. that Range Rover's got a place. And I think the fact we've got this fantastic designer, Jerry McGovern, and he's really transformed the product, not just in terms of his engineering capability, and the engineers have done a great job there, but the refinement and luxury and attention to detail that he's put in the car, is really sublime, and it's an outstanding car, actually, and we are so lucky to have him, and we're so lucky to have the car, so we've got great hopes, especially here in the US, because the US is Range Rover's largest market in the world, not China, it's the US, and therefore, it's a car that's, in many ways, made for this particular country.
And as you point out, this all-new Range Rover features just an incredible weight-saving aluminum architecture. It's available in showrooms now. The base price on the all-new Range Rover is $83,500, moving up to the top-of-the-line model, which is the Autobiography model at $130,950. And that vehicle, that variant, is chock-full of goodies.
Yeah, Bobby, you put your finger right there. That all aluminum technology, that unibody structure that we've got there, is unique. I mean, we are the leader in that type of technology. And, as we all look forward in the car industry, we've got to take weight out of vehicles. And, we've invested $600 million in a brand new aluminum body shop in the UK. And it's vehicles like Range Rover and the brand new Jaguar F-Type will benefit from that. But at the end of the day, the customer will really benefit in terms of handling characteristics of the car and also fuel economy, which in the US is becoming increasingly important, actually.
Andy, I understand for model year 2013, the Land Rover LR2 received some significant interior and exterior design updates, as well as the adaptation of a new 240-horsepower turbocharged four-cylinder engine. Tell us a little bit about these changes to the LR2.
Yeah, so you're right. The LR2 also has got a brand new engine vehicle. It's I think these days in the US, you know, people are increasingly interested in keeping, you know, the traditional aspects of four-wheel drive and SUVs, but they want much better fuel economy. So what we did, we put the Evoque engine, the Range Rover Evoque engine, that's 40, very close to our turbo engine, into LR2, and all the people that have driven it so far say, you know, it's really transformed the vehicle. So, you know, we've got that flexibility, but we've not lost the performance aspects of the car. It's a fruit sweet engine. In fact, it's an engine that we put in many vehicles now. The new Jaguar XF as well has got a 2-litre turbocharged engine at just $47,000. So, you know, it's an important part of what we're going to do in the future. All of them in technology, different powertrains, smaller displacement engines, petrol today, probably, you know, diesel and hybrid tomorrow. It's all part of the solution for the US, we think.
And that's a great power plant. I'm a big fan of the Evoque, and it's just surprisingly powerful and very athletic. It's a wonderful engine, 240 horsepower from just 2 liters, and no turbo lag. It's a great power plant. Looking at the rest of the Land Rover 2013 model lineup, as you mentioned, the updates to the LR2 and the award-winning Range Rover Evoque, of course, continues. The LR4 is offered with the 375 horsepower 5-liter V8. Then we move up to the Range Rover Sport and the top-of-the-line Range Rover, both available with a naturally aspirated 375 horsepower V8, as well as the 510 horsepower supercharged 5-liter V8. I understand that the Range Rover Sport does particularly well here in North America, Andy.
Well, yeah, I mentioned before, Bob, that the U.S. is Range Rover's largest market in the world, and yeah, as we all know, Range Rover Sport is not the newest vehicle in the marketplace these days, but December was its second best month ever in its history, and quite frankly, that continued on again into January. Yeah, and I think that shows, you know, how credible the product is, but also it just shows how hot the Range Rover brand is here in the U.S. at the moment. You know, we've now got the Range Rover Evoque, we've got the Range Rover Sport, which is our mainstay, you know, our real gorilla car, if you like, in terms of sales, and we've got the brand new model year 13 big Range Rover. So, you know, we're in a fortunate position, and because against that platform full of new products, you know, we expect to have a cracking sales year.
We encourage all of our listeners in the Chicago area to go over during the public days and check out the all-new, the all-wheel drive system in the XF and the XJ on display at the Chicago Auto Show, as well as check out the new F-Type from Jaguar, and you can also check out Motor Week's Driver's Choice Award for Best Dream Machine, the all-new Range Rover. You must check that vehicle out. Andy, I really want to thank you so much for joining us here on the broadcast. Can't wait to see you in person in New York, and we'll do an interview in there. But in the meantime, keep up the great work at both Jaguar and Land Rover. Keep these wonderful products coming our way.
Thanks, Bob. I hope you enjoy the story in our car this weekend.
Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.